Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. It is once again 42 degrees, which, as we learned yesterday, is precisely 5.6 degrees Celsius. Uh, 88% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Saw a big haired dude on the train today and I felt a sense of comfort. Comfort and familiarity. As though the universe were saying, it's okay, Dave. Everything will be all right. Here's big hair, dude. So, bit of excitement yesterday. Got an alert on my phone. You have a charge that was declined. It's like, I did not make a charge. What is this charge you speak of? Warning. And it's like I thought back. It's like I haven't used my card. It wasn't any of the recurring payments for like Blue Apron or Adobe Creative Suite or anything. So it's like, huh. So if this was not you, please call this. And I did, and was talked to Wells Fargo, and I said, well, you're done. We have a charge here. And it's like, it's not me. It's like, well, we need to nix your card then, probably. And I said, yeah. So now I have they've already sent the card, the new replacement card. But it's like, damn it. Now I need to find every online instance where I've plugged my phone, my credit card into, and change it. And I will miss some, and there will be alerts like your card data needs to be updated, blah blah blah. Like, yeah. A minor inconvenience, but an inconvenience nonetheless. I'm trying to figure out how that happened. Where did I use my card that they spoofed the info? And it's like, I don't know. I don't use cash anymore. I mean, I carry cash just because I'm old and we used to do that, so I'm still going to do it. And sometimes I use it, but nine times out of 10, tap the card, man. So, I don't know. This is life in the new millennia, right? But I am heartened by the fact that Wells Fargo caught it and, for whatever reason, realized it wasn't me. That's the other thing. How did they know it was fraudulent? I don't know what it was for. It was the listing on the charge was ambiguous. Ah, well. So there's a security guard in my building, Daniel. And he's, you know, we go through security guards, I've noticed. Not quickly, but there are a couple security guards that were there when I first got here that aren't there anymore. And I think they go through a service of some kind. But there's one guy, Daniel, and I can't get a read on this guy. Because, you know, I'm me, so consequently there's the whole, good morning, how you doing, blah, blah. And he'll nod, and there might be a smile. He's got a beard and mustache, so sometimes it's hard to tell if he's got a secret smile, you know. Facial hair hides that. But there's just a smile and a nod. And, you know, all of my invitations to banter tend to be rebuffed. But then periodically, every now and again, we'll intersect, and he'll just become a chatty Cathy, talking about all kinds of stuff. And then I'll see him again, and he'll just smile and nod. And it's like, okay, and that, everybody's got their own rhythm of engagement, right? That's fine. But, pals. But, anyway, yesterday was one of those chatty Cathy days. We were talking about driving on the interstate. And the whole reason I got into podcasting back in the day was because I had a 45-minute commute from Spring Hill into Nashville, and the drive was making me insane. Bad road rage. Frothing road rage. Somebody was going to die. So I started listening to podcasts just to distract my brain, which ended up being a pivotal moment. It started me down the path I'm on now. But apparently Daniel suffers from the same affliction. And it got me thinking about how... Initially, it got me thinking about how on the highway, it is a collaboration. And a lot of people, it seems, don't get that. That we're on the streets, man, together, hurtling at ungodly speeds in machines of death. And people are just driving in their own world. And it's not. There's give, there's take, there's inquiry and response. There's a whole dialogue that goes on when you get behind the wheel of a car and get on streets with other people with big honking metal machines moving at ungodly speeds. And, you know, we talked about our various tactics that we have on the highway to ensure smooth sailing and so on and so forth. And I realized today, as I was getting ready to start the cast, there was a car making its way down the street. And that bench where I marinate is right at a pedestrian crosswalk, which is in Portland, like, it's powerful. The pedestrian crosswalk is a thing that people are alert to. I have seen cars come to a screeching halt when some pedestrian blithely steps out into the street, or might step out onto the street. If there's somebody standing in the crosswalk, people will go, oh shit, and pardon my French, and slam on the brakes. So I have found, that's not how I roll. I am much more collaborative in my pedestrianism. Pedestrianism. There we go. The word of the day. God, that's going to be a thing. Where I will actually, when I'm coming to a crosswalk or even an intersection, and I know that there's traffic coming or on its way, initially, I would stop. And then the traffic would stop, and there would be that awkward, no, go ahead. It's like, no, you go ahead. It's like, oh, for crying out loud, fine, thank you. And you move on. But now, I have learned that if I'm in that situation, I ignore them. I look away, I find something to focus my attention on other than them, and give, and not not acknowledge their existence, which, but also make sure that they are aware that I'm not moving, you know. Something, you know, adopt a body language that indicates stationary human here, so that they will just go on. Because, and that's the whole point, is that, you know, there is a flow to any given moment. Any given moment, there is a rhythm, there is a flow, there is a beat. And we're all moving to different rhythms and different beats. And one of my goals is to either not mess with somebody's rhythm or augment it and harmonize with it in some way. Those are my primary goals when I'm out in the world. So my goal is to not mess with somebody's rhythm. Which is, no, it's not like I'm trying to be invisible, but I'm trying to not create counterflow. Yeah. If I can't augment the flow, then I don't want to create counterflow. You know? I just want to, I just want to jam. Every moment of every day. So yeah, pedestrianism, that's the word of the day. Oh, lousy. So I've got a brunch today with a friend, Christy, from University of Wyoming Theater Department. I'd connected with her when I was living with Dad in Cheyenne, and she's going to be flying through, apparently, but she's got like a multi-hour layover. So we found a coffee shop near the airport, and we're gonna have coffee and pastries and catch up, which will be lovely. Other than that, I've got 120 voice assignments. Even after the work that I did yesterday, I have 120 voice assignments. So my dance card is full. And I like it like that. Plus I have to recalibrate my credit card presence on the internet. Anyway, I'm also deep into Jameson Square, so let's take this home. It's Wednesday. The tipping point, the shifting point. This is very, very Tai Chi, where we shift our weight from the back as we're making our way up the hill of the week, and then pivot our weight, shift our hips ever so slightly to lean forward and begin that graceful slide into the weekend. So I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope you shift weight gracefully. Maybe even throw in a pirouette there, or maybe just, you know, a little twerk. I don't know. You do you, boo. But I hope you have a great day. And spare a thought for Brother Zig, who borked his back of late and is seeking to recalibrate and get his core back online. So spare a thought to Brother Zig, who, in spite of injury, his wisdom still prevails. Despite everything, create. Heck yeah. Make some stuff. And love fearlessly. Because that's just the way to go. Morning. Oh man, somebody's cooking pancakes. I can smell that. And the stomach goes, pancakes. Now you're talking. I promise I will do the same. Probably get some breakfast in the process. And I will talk to you soon.